Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the senior pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
So I just want to just share a short, brief message titled, I Believe. Can I have some water, if it's possible? I know I don't usually drink water when I preach, but I am feeling a bit thirsty. Amen. I believe. Amen. You and I are called many things by the Bible. We're called Christians. We are called the saints. We are called brethren. But most importantly, we are also referred to as believers. Believers. And it's very important for us to look at ourselves as such. It's our choice to live our lives, to walk this journey with God as believers or as realists. Let's call ourselves realists. A realist is a person who otatis into as they are, as real as they are. And I often say that some of us, our situations are too real for us to be real with them. And sometimes we just have got to choose in the midst of the real situations that we are faced with, but choose to walk by faith. Because faith teaches us not to look at the things which are, but to focus on the things which are not. Believing God, transacting with God, so that whatever it is that is real in His world for us, in His realm, for us, it can be also made manifest also in our situations and circumstances. Are we together, Bazalwane? One of the things that we said we must do this year in order for us to... One of the things that we said we must do in this year in order for us to see the glory of God was to believe. And we went to this scripture that I want us to read, which is found in John chapter number 11 and verse number 40. John chapter number 11 and verse number 40. Thank you. And just before I read verse number 40, let us just remind ourselves of the context of this particular scripture. I'm sure we all know the story of a man named Lazarus. Siyasikhumbula isitori saka Lazarus bazalwane. And Lazarus who got sick and his sickness got so critical to a point that his sisters sent a message to Jesus. And they said to Jesus, "Jesus, look, this guy that you love so much, Lazarus. This guy that, and I was telling them, Epinoni, that I've read this story many times, I've preached about it many times, but there are certain details that just popped up to me as I was going through this story once again. When Lazarus fell ill, the sisters went to Jesus. They did not say Lazarus is ill. They are emphasizing on the fact that Lazarus, whom you love, is ill. He is sick. He's not feeling well. Things are not good. Because sometimes it happens that in our lives we go through things that leaves us with an impression that God has changed His mind about us. Because the fact that you are going through something difficult, something that is not so nice in your life, something that is maybe impossible even, it does not mean God has stopped loving you. Say, Jesus loves me. Say it one more time. Jesus loves me. And when Jesus gets this report that Lazarus is sick, just like how you and I, as much as Jesus loves us, there are some things that we will go through. There are challenges that we are going to be faced with. Remember, it does not mean that God does not love you or he has stopped loving you. There's absolutely nothing that we can do that will quench the love of God in our lives. God, in as far as love is concerned, he will always love us unconditionally. Eternally. God's love for us is eternal, unconditional. Yeah. God will love you. No matter what you are good. The Bible says, while we were still sinners, he demonstrated his love for us by sending Jesus Christ to come and die for us. So we did not have to become righteous first for God to love us. God loves us anyway. And even when you are now born again, always know and believe that God loves you. It does not mean he condones the wrong things that we do. It does not mean that. But in as far as loving us is concerned, he's not going to change. But in as much as he loves us, there are situations and circumstances that we are going to, from time to time, be faced with. Just like Lazarus. He was sick as much as Jesus loved him. So even when you are going through stuff, you lose a job, you don't have money to go to school, you don't have this, don't think that God has changed his mind about you. He loves you. He loves you still. But then Jesus responds to these sisters who are reporting that Lazarus is sick. Jesus says to them, this sickness is not unto death. In other words, whatever it is, uLazarus emphethe, ayizelanga ukuzombulala. But udlula kule nto adlula kuyo so that inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu izobonakaliswa. Can God trust you with a situation that is going to allow him to display his glory? Can we stand our ground long enough that in the midst of it all, at the end of the day, the glory of God is going to be revealed? Now, the worst part of it, after they tell him the report and he says, this sickness is not unto death, we may assume that he is going to then jump and go and heal Lazarus, just to prove his point. But the Bible tells us that it emphasizes that Jesus not only loved Lazarus, but he also loved the two sisters who were bringing the report. But then it says he delayed for 2 days while he was told that Lazarus is sick. While you have prayed and he loves you and he gives you a promise concerning your prayer and your petition, he might still delay. And the fact that he did not respond today or tomorrow, it does not mean he's not going to respond at all. Guess what? Lazarus then dies. The same Jesus who said, this sickness is not unto death, gets a report that lalelake, njengoba uzenze unqesta, le mpahla okhulume ngayo, lesa sithembiso senzile, leya declaration, The opposite has just happened. You said it is not unto death. Ushonile. To cut the long story short, we know the delay was eventually 4 days. Then he goes, says, Ngiboniseni thuna. They take him to the grave. He comes, Lazarus, come forth. And in verse 40, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Say, I believe, and I shall see the glory of God. One more time, I believe, and I shall see the glory of God. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Declaring our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Bazalwane, is our first step towards seeing the glory of God in our lives. It begins with believing in Jesus Christ. If we want to truly see the glory of God, you and I must know that we have got to go through Jesus Christ himself. Jesus made it very clear, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So in as much as the promise can be from God the Father, but it all begins with Jesus. And there's a reason why I am emphasizing that, because believing in Jesus first, before any other thing that God can ever do for us, gives us an opportunity to see that indeed believing in God or believing in the unseen truly works. Many of us, Bazalwane, we can only walk effectively by faith and see the glory of God if we can first be established in believing in Jesus Christ. Because when you say you believe somebody, it means you are believing in something. It means you are accepting that particular thing is true, especially without proof. Because we are told by the Bible that we are supposed to believe in Jesus. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever does what? Believe. Whoever does what? Believe. Believes in him should not perish. Say, I shall not perish. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is our first step in this journey of faith, of believing. This scripture simply says to us, through your declaration of faith in Jesus Christ, believing in who he is, what he has done, will give you, number one, will help you not to perish in hell, that is. And it will give you eternal life. To bring even more context, by so doing, we mean our sins have been forgiven. We are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are we here, Bazalwane? Even as we believe that he is the Son of God, he is the Christ, our sins are forgiven. But let me ask you this. Ubone nini ikazi ligezi zono zako? What proof do you have? You don't have proof. But you heard us as preachers tell you about Jesus. You heard us as preachers declaring that when you believe in Jesus, you shall be saved. Your sins are going to be forgiven. In the same way that when you sat on that chair, you did not interrogate it. You did not want a certificate. Esizo garanta ukuthi mangihlala kulesitulo sizongibamba. But you simply trusted without faith. You trusted that when I sit, I'm not going to fall. As a matter of fact, uzilahlele. Because in your heart, you were convinced that this chair is going to hold you. When you woke up early in the morning, there was no proof that when you open your eyes, you are going to see. But you opened them anyway. And you began to meet the expectation. Because if you did not believe that you are going to see, you are not going to open your eyes. So in the same way, we believe that Jesus died for our sins. We were not there when he died. We don't have proof. When we believe that he rose from the dead, we were not there. But we are told that he rose from the dead. And all that we do from our side is to believe. And because we believe, we know that we are not going to perish. We know that we have eternal life. Boldly we declare that we are the children of God. On what basis? On the basis of our declaration of faith in Jesus. By just simply hearing somebody like me preaching through this microphone, telling you about a man you never met, telling you that he died on the cross, telling you that after 3 days he rose from the dead, telling you that by so doing he made a way for you and I to be saved and to have a relationship with God. So when we do so, perhaps it begins privately somewhere when you were prayed for Olai Esontweni, but we become bold in our faith and we declare it publicly, as many are going to do today through baptism. Because if baptism simply part of the reasons why we become baptized, it is when, because it is done publicly before our brothers and sisters, before the church, and some of us, we invite our families, we are coming out publicly to say, here is an internal decision that I have taken, and now I am making it publicly. I am now bold to tell those who are here present that I believe in Jesus Christ, my sins are forgiven, that I will not perish, but I have everlasting life. Whatever that means. Amen. So whenever we are getting baptized, we do so, so that even our Father in heaven can acknowledge us as his children. Just like he did with Jesus uqobo lwakhe. The Bible says in Matthew 10 verse 32, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. This scripture simply teaches us a principle here, that my faith is not necessarily complete until I declare it publicly. Maybe you might be asking us, when we, because some abantu bathi no ubudlelwano bam noNkulunkulu musibu private, as long as ngingawusho ngingathandaza ngiyi-one. No. Your faith in Jesus is not complete until it is public. Because he says, Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Which when you are doing it boldly, publicly, whether through an altar call, yes, I can lead you to Christ. Yes, you can be saved. But that's why then the Bible encourages us to baptize people, because that happens publicly. This is where we are making our faith public. And when we do so, the Bible says also Jesus will do the same for us before our Father in heaven. Jesus will simply say, "Na iwang vuma pamguaband, nam nyam vuma padguak." That's why little people go kona banye abazo kamuga batin kos in kos. Bese ati, "But I did not know you." In other words, you did not become bold and public with your faith. Ayiko bazalwane into yoguti ubidlelwane bam nonkulunkulu bu private. Ungang judge. Umuntu onjalo umuntu ongazimiselanga ukushintsha. Wenzela ukuthi ungabi shocked uma umbona enza okuthize endleleni. But here's the thing, not only because, let's take it to Jesus. Jesus Christ himself, when he was baptized in water, makaphuma emanzini, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon him, right? And there was a voice that came from heaven. What did it say? "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So in other words, in the same way that we came out publicly, declared our faith in Jesus, so will the Father do to give us an identity that will be recognized. That's why you hear of the sons of Sceva. They were trying to cast out demons. They said, we cast you out in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And the demons said, "Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you?" In other words, in our realm, we don't recognize you yet. We don't recognize you yet. But when we come out publicly, declaring boldly our faith, telling the world that we believe in Jesus Christ, God adopts us as his children. What does that mean? Whenever there are attacks at home, whenever there are spirits that are trying to attack me and I come out and I say in the name of Jesus, they will know who I am. They will recognize the power and the authority that I carry because of the faith I have in Jesus Christ. Because I am simply saying, when I come out public, I simply say, I am more than convinced that my confession of Jesus Christ has dealt with my sins, and I am not ashamed to tell you that I am a child of God. I am not ashamed to tell you that I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I am not ashamed to tell you that I am destined for heaven, because I am more than convinced that my confession has saved me. Are we here? So whenever we are calling people to altar calls, we are not playing games, Bazalwane. It is part of the process, because this life, this journey with God, it is supposed to be lived by faith. And when we do so, by just simply practicing to believe in Jesus Christ, if I may call it that, and we are more than convinced that we are the children of God, we are more than convinced that our sins are forgiven, washed by the blood, even if we have not seen it with our own eyes. But now we are activated in this life of faith, of believing in the unseen that God has promised in his word. Now, in the same way that we believed in Jesus, in the same way that we became more than convinced that through our faith in Jesus Christ we were saved, we were born again, in the same way now we need to believe God for the impossible. Because as a matter of fact, the forgiveness of sins is also impossible without God. Let me give you an example. Lamhlabeni sinabo doctor, sinama nurse, sinama specialists, sine inyanga, sine zangoma, sinayo yonke into, spiritualists, akekho noyedwa. Out of all things that they promise, out of all things, abanye bayeze babe confident, baz advertise, bazalwane. Angazi noma ngena notisa kunezinto abantu lamba abazithembayo aba boldly advertise. Kona lama wathi abo lost lover. They guarantee you ukuthi mangabe kunomuntu okushiyile uzobuya. Yeah, uzobuya no matter where they are, they are going to come back. Like I fake the cell phone number yakhe. Angazi noma ukhona oke wazama nala isontweni. Mara sengasitshela inkonzo mayiphuma usize isihlobo sami sizokwazi ukukonfirma ukuthi whether or not ziyasebenza lezi kuyenzeka na. Mara bayasho bathi young mau angeke ngoba sesontweni angeke ngisho ezinye izinto lezi abazithembisayo ngoba sendlini kaJehova la yami. Bathembisi but angaze ngibone noyedwa oke wathi when you come I'm going to wipe away your sins. Akekho noyedwa ilambo bangakuthembisa ukhipha amabhadi isinyama bad luck all of those things. But none of them has ever, only God. That's why when Jesus spoke about forgiving sins, the Jewish people took it personal because they said you are implying that you are God. Because only God can forgive sins. But look at us as Abazalwane. By believing in Jesus Christ, we are declaring confidently and boldly that our sins are forgiven. Now the question is, can you with the same conviction believe God for other impossibilities? Because you've done it with this one impossibility of the forgiveness of your sin. It's proven that it is impossible through any other channel. Akuna sibhedlela ongaya kuso bakudonsa igazi bakhipha izono. Aguna mbizo ngayiphuza uhlanze ukhiphe izono. Am I making sense, Barcelona? It is impossible. As a matter of fact, akekho nozamayo. The way that it is known that it is impossible, nobody tries. But God promises us the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ. And when we believe in Jesus, we know that we are forgiven. And we now qualify to have a relationship with God. In the same way, God says, then believe in me. For every other thing that I can promise you. Because if you manage to believe that your sins are forgiven, if you manage to believe that now you have eternal life, you are destined for heaven, what can be more difficult for you to believe in all the other impossibilities that I can ever promise you? You started this journey by faith. You might as well finish it by faith. You started this journey by believing in Jesus Christ. You might as well believe in God, your Father, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above we can ever ask or think. So in other words, as believers, the next thing that is left for us is to learn to truly believe in God so that we can see His glory. In other words, so that we can experience His power. Many of us, Barcelona, we are okay with just believing in God generally and walking with Him. But as funugus hooper with believing Him for impossibilities, for believing Him to experience His power, things that only He can do. Things that only He can do. We have accepted. We have accepted the kind of Christianity that does not demand the power of God to be made visible in our lives. We don't want to inconvenience God. As a matter of fact, it's not only us. There are even theologians who are teaching that the times and the seasons of miracles have ceased. Miracles are no longer happening. In other words, we are now simply saying we are worshiping uNkulunkulu osihlalela lapho ngafuna ekhlushwa who does not want to do any other thing anymore. And my Bible tells me that God is actually the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am the Lord and I do not change. So in other words, we are worshiping the same God whom when Elijah called down fire, he manifested fire. That when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, Moses managed to part the Red Sea by the name of this God. In other words, he does not change. He is still the same God. And all that he is waiting for from us is for us to be those who are going to believe in him. Because we are believers. But here's the problem. We refuse to inconvenience ourselves, and hence we have accepted the status quo. We have accepted troubled lives because we refuse to believe in God. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. And leli verse silifunde kaningabi siyalisebenzisa emncwabeni. But I think in most cases we just stop in the first part. But in the second part, Jesus simply said, you believe in God. Can it be that in any area where you have ceased to believe God, that area is going to bring you trouble in your life? It is going to cause your heart to be troubled. Because usually as human beings, we are troubled by things that we don't have the power to change. And we realize ukuthi siyayidinga lento ukuthi ishintshe. Siyadinga lesimo ukuthi ishintshe. I made an example, Bazalwane. That's why as Christians we have got to make sure that we compare whatever quote oyitholayo emnandi kangakanani, but compare it with scripture. Because there's this quote, I was just lazy to look it up, that talks about this man says, you know, I pray that God will give me the serenity and as of what, and then, but I think at the end he says, to accept things that I cannot change. And I said, actually that statement is supposed to go like, to acknowledge things that I cannot change, but to believe the God who can change them. Because that statement simply says, rest. Just accept this thing is not going to change. Uzohlala nayo kuze kuyovala. And many of us as Christians, we are living in that space where we have allowed certain situations to take over, and we have allowed the enemy to convince us that there's nothing that you can do to change this thing. Therefore, don't even attempt. That's why we are no longer praying about it. We are even telling God, we are fine. You don't have to change it. We are okay. We'll still go to church. We'll still worship you. We'll still give. We'll still tithe. We'll still serve. But we don't have to bother because we are okay with it. And only to find that God in heaven has the power. He has the power to do something about that situation. He has the power to change that situation, because that is what faith or believing in God does to us. It takes us to a place where we can realize that we don't have to accept things as they are and accept things that we cannot change. Yes, we've got to acknowledge them, but we need to turn to the God who can be able to change all of those things. So in other words, we must not let anything that seems impossible to cause us to be troubled in our hearts. What are we supposed to do? We are supposed to neutralize them by believing in God. To say, yes, le simo sinje, angeke ngikwazi ukushintsha, but I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'm believing God that one day it's going to change. I'm believing God that one day I will not be complaining about this situation. Things are going to change. Mark 11 verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Tell your neighbor and say, have faith in God. Tell the other one, yambona lo munye ngathi akuzwa kahle. Tell them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus said this statement to the disciples. This was, remember, after he cursed the fig tree. And Peter says, Master, look, the tree that you have cursed has withered. And Jesus responds, to them by saying, have faith in God. In other words, he was simply saying to them, nishokwa uguti, nkulume neslal. Naskesa, and the results happened. He turns to them. In other words, he was simply saying, you are not supposed to be shocked by such things. It's supposed to be your lifestyle. Because in the next verse, he says, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. In other words, he was simply saying to them, you can actually do more. What I have just done now, which is a shock to you, you actually have the power and the authority that when you have faith in God, he says, if you will say to this mountain and not doubt in your heart, akuna simo onganikezwanga amandla ukuthi ukhulume naso ezumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. We need to get back to that kind of Christianity, bazalwane, of experiencing the supernatural, experiencing the power of God, because that is what believing in God does. It introduces us to a supernatural life. Let me tell you this, bazalwane. Let us cease from accepting the ordinary, normal, natural things, accepting the status quo, and saying to ourselves, it is what it is. There's nothing that I can do with it. Let us get back to a place of saying, I believe God can do something about this. I believe that God can, as a matter of fact, he has given me power and authority to speak to mountains, to speak to situations, to speak to sicknesses and disease, to speak to my body, to speak to my finances, to speak to my calling, to speak to anything that seems to be impossible. God has given me the power. Let us not be those that Paul is talking about, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Lo nkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, unkulunkulu onamandla, unkulunkulu who is able. If I am not able, God is able. In other words, even if I am faced with an impossible situation, what do I do as a child of God? I don't get troubled in my heart. I believe God. I say to myself, yes, I've lost my job, but I believe God. I believe God. Say, I believe God. Say it one more time. I believe God. In verse 24, he says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, whatever things you ask, not easy things, not simple things, not achievable things, whatever things you ask when you pray. And one day I engaged God on this. I said, but God, how come you say whatever things I ask, I shall have? And God said to me, you are missing one point. I said, whatever things you ask when you pray. What does that mean? Before I can ask, I must pray. So that God can show me things to ask for. Tina, we are random. Suasbego, we just ask randomly. Even things that are not, remember, the Bible says, no eye have seen, no ear has heard, nor is it entered into our hearts what God has prepared. For you and I, to summarize it. But then he says, he reveals them by his Holy Spirit. So when I pray, I'm giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to show me things that are prepared for me. God said to John, the Revelator, he said, come up higher and let me show you things to come. Said to the psalmist says to us, delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What does that mean? God, when you pray, he puts things in your heart that you are supposed to desire. And when you ask from that place, he says, whatever you see on the table. You see, Maktiwa Ipafe. Simple terms, Ula Noma Yin. Buffet. But awudli noma yini engekho etafuleni. Udla noma yini esetafuleni. So in other words, there's plenty of options. So many of us kune buffet sikhalela ifish engekho la etafuleni kune hake kune chicken kune beef kune steak marwena ufuni silver fish ngoba ubona umakhelwane wakhe ane silver fish somewhere else mara etafuleni there are plenty of things that are already prepared for you. How about you start by clearing the table first? How about you have faith to clear the table first? I go till and all these says corner already and create more for what is not on the table yet. Just show God I am able to use my faith. Ukdila nale hake laphezukwetafu. Now you're talking. You mean business. Let us be able to. It's like, you know, ukuthi uNkulunkulu ne. Ngiyazi lento engizoyisho izonishoka. UNkulunkulu nawo amandla, Elder John, ukukupha iprivate jet. God can. Okay, all right. Marmanje. Awukwazi ukusebenzisa i-faith yokucela i-Mercedes Benz. I-Mercedes Benz ezokufanele ibe ne-service maintenance plan owukuthi iphatinyane liyi-1 elingaka. Lima, so, ingakustressa. Exercise the faith to be able to become, because any higher level that God is going to take you requires a level of faith to operate then. So in other words, when you skip the level of asking for a Mercedes Benz and God will be like, you're crazy. It's going to make you sick because but then uzodinga ipilot ekufanele uyibhadale every day. Every month. Angazi noma niyazi naba zwana. I private jet. Mangathiwa ngiflying a private jet manje. Ngisuka la ngiya eThekwini. Ngiyabuya. Akusiyi full tank yemoto. Kungadingeka ukuthi mhlawumbe ufake boma 30, 40. Sigodonyane. I'm not sure. But something along those lines. It's a lot of money. Just for one trip. So awukaze. Akusina installment ye Mercedes Benz le. So you've never yet cleared the Mercedes-Benz level. Puma lapha ku private. Akuqala udile nale level yezinto ezincane ezi obvious iqala. Uthathe yonke into elaqala and then you would have been prepared enough to say, now that my muscle is exercised, I can now believe God for even bigger things that I think maybe they are impossible with me. Some of us okwamanje usa intimidated by thought yokuba nemoto. It's a torment into yokuthi awusebenzi but you have a desire for a car, or uyasebenza your salary is small but you have a desire for a car. Here's our problem thina abantu esebenzayo. Our salaries have become our providers. Each time you desire something, you look at your affordability. Who said, look, Bazalwane, look. Izinto ongazenzela zona, zenze. Ungaloku uthandaze. Do what you can do for yourself. Isalary yakho is there to give you what you can afford. Leyo awuyithandazi. Angithi you can afford to buy a car. You have, makunika credit score, but you can afford imoto of X amount of money. That is what your salary can do. Oh, Jesus. But there is a level of saying, now that I cannot afford, the devil is a liar. Credit bureau says I cannot afford it. My salary says I cannot afford it. But this time around, instead of being troubled in my heart, I choose to believe God. When my friends are telling me you are crazy, how are you going to put petrol? How, in the same way that I believed God for this car, it is the same way that I'm going to believe Him for petrol. Let me tell you, for as long as I'm not asking you, Shabangu, to finance my prayer point, for as long as I'm not asking you to finance my prayer point, do not be worried about how it's going to be taken care of. I am not praying to you. I am praying to the one whom I believe. I am a believer. I believe God can. I believe God can. He is able to do it. Ooh, don't start me up. I am sick and tired of this kind of Christianity to get by the day. That as long as I can live one day at a time, for as long as I can make ends meet, I am about to say to somebody in this house, let us break loose and break free. Let's go back to that place of believing God, believing that God is able. Believing that God is able. We cannot be limited by our background. We cannot be limited by our salaries. We cannot be limited by our education. We cannot be limited by our businesses. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above we can ever ask or think. Go for whatever it is that God puts in your heart. If God puts a house in your heart, believe God. If God puts a car in your heart, believe God. If God puts a job in your heart, believe God. If God puts a financial breakthrough, believe Him. Couple of days ago, I was going through my notes where I even write things that I believe God for. It was in December of 2019, Elder John. December 2019. It was not a prayer. It was just something I was sensing in my spirit. In the same way that when we were blessed with a Mercedes-Benz, I said to my wife that year, I'm going to buy you a Mercedes-Benz before the end of this year. I did not have the salary to buy it. I did not have the income to buy it. But before that year was over, we were blessed with a Mercedes-Benz. In the same way I had that sense, I wrote down it's on my iPad. I did a screenshot of it because when I saw it, I was shocked. I wrote it down and I said, I'm about to become a multimillionaire. I just wrote it down. I said, I'm about to become a multimillionaire. I did not know how, I did not know when, but I just simply wrote, I'm about, because it's something that I am sensing. I'm not asking you to give me a million. I'm not asking you anyone. I'm just sensing in my heart. I'm just picking it up. Ukuthi somewhere, kwangathi kukhona ama million that are prepared already. Somewhere. I did not know when, I did not know how. All I knew, this was in 2019. I wrote it down, I forgot about it. Do not let anyone intimidate you out of believing God. You know when they say, no, be real. Listen, my friend, my situations are real. That's why I'm scared to be real. Because if I can be real, the things that surround me each and every day, they can drown me. They can destroy me. So when I choose to walk by faith, I simply mean I am ignoring every real thing around me. Because my Bible tells me faith is the substance of things hoped for. I am holding on to faith. Faith is more real right now. Not the situation I am faced with. Faith is more real right now. Let's close. They say to Jesus, Lazarus, whom you love, is sick. Jesus says, this sickness is not unto death, but so that the glory of God can be displayed. Lazarus dies. Lazarus dies. How many times did you sense a promise from God and the opposite happens? And here's what we do. Through our disbelief, allowing our hearts to be troubled, and we begin to doubt, then we abort the fulfillment of the promise because we looked at the real thing that happened after the promise. Peter asks Jesus, if it is you, let me step out of the boat. Jesus says, come. As he steps onto the water, the Bible says, and he began walking on water. But while he is walking, a storm arises. He became afraid. He started sinking. Cries out, Jesus! Jesus grabs him. And he says, why did you doubt? In other words, you were doing it. You were walking on water. But when the situation became real, you shifted your focus from a miracle that was taking place. You focused on what was intimidating you. How many of us, we walked out of a service and we walked out with a promise. We sensed that God is about to do something. But simply because when I went back home, when I went back to my job, the situations became real. And all of a sudden, I shift my eyes from a miracle that God was busy performing. And I was looking at the real situation. Why did you doubt? Because you were already doing the thing. So Jesus says to them, this sickness is not unto death. He dies. And when Jesus comes, they say, listen, you are late. Angibazi abantu abane sibindi njengalamama bayithula. Bathethisa uJesu. I mean, inkosi yamakhosi, my late. Ngithi, whoa, inkosi. Jesus, you came early. What happened? I mean, by mthethisa, bamgcwalise, but you're late. Sekashonile, you're late. If only you were here earlier, mhlambe bekungabe khona into. Doubt speaking, because the opposite has happened. But here's what I like about them. And this is because probably Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus ignores their language of doubt. He says to them, let me give you another opportunity to exercise your faith. He says, take me to the grave. At that point, they don't abort the mission by saying, they take him to the grave. You see, when Jesus says, if you can just have little faith, the size of a mustard seed, in the midst of all of the opposites that are happening around you. Yes, maybe at some point you will doubt, you will feel it, but if you can just give me something small that I can work with. The Bible says, after they complained, they told him, now, le miracle, ngifuna sibheke ngalendlela. Beka gula u Lazarus. That was dangerous enough because ugula kuyabulalana anyway. But abanye baya survive. It's like mina uma umfundisi njengoba umfundisi wakho uthi mfundisi yazi uma uyagula ngicela uzomthandazela. I lay hands. The Bible says we shall lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. My job is to lay hands and then I walk away. But uma uthi kimi manje mfundisi uma ushonile ngicela mhlambe umfundisi afike azo Sanders, ngizokunika ama phone number we undertaker. Ngoba kulula ukuthandazela umuntu ogulayo kunokuthandazela oshonile. Manje uJesu uyangixaka ukuthi he avoids the easy miracle of healing Lazarus. Uthi no inkazimulo angeke ibonakale kahle. Ngoba abantu bayaphila vele noma bangathandazelwanga. So ake sesiyeke lesimo sithi kushuba. ngikhuluma na somebody. Obo cabanga ukuthi sizoseshe silunge uJesu wathi ake sesiyeke sithi kushuba. Ake akangashoni ngizomthandazela endlini asashonile. Ake simiyeke angcwatshwe. Asingamiyeki angcwatshwe namhlanje sizomvusa kusasa. Ake simiyeke for 4 days. Angazi nina enifundile ningahamba niyongichekela ukuthi umuntu makuthiwa ushonile akekho efrijini sekasethuneni. Ukuthi maseka na 4 days. Kusuke sekwenzakaleni. Yini le ayireversa uJesu when he said Lazarus come forth.
angazi ningayongijekela bazalwane sicheck ukuthi ngoba it's one thing ukuthi bekashonile nanga una 5 minutes ashonile yonke into isase intact mhlambe ngafika ngithi kuthi I know u resuscitate you angithi kenzeka ukuthi isikade sibedlela kuthiwa nanga umuntu ushonile hey bamfake lezi zinto bagwa lezi ngathi ama eye angazi yini lezi asume ivisini lezi zinto lezi bakuba kuthi ba ba ubona umuntu athi ku mara kuthi ushonile bese bam avuke manje Jesu no basa dideka nalapha ngase kwenzeka bacanga ukuthi hayi mhlambe bekasa fainting 4 days underground angazi bese kabole up to how far angazi ukuthi bese kwenzakaleni ithi inkunzi malanga take me to the grave babona ukuthi no kuyashuba manje asayikhuluma indaba yokuthi angazi hey manje mina bengithembe ukuthi uNkulunkulu ibe sithandazela ama promotion naku sengithole ilokhuza i letter of retrenchment so uyaphenika manje manje ngithole umama abantwana bami bayodla uyabona sewuhambile your heart is being troubled already instead of believing God you are now calculating ukuthi ngoDecember uzabe so broke kangakanani abantwana bayoya ngani esikolweni manje already instead of believing God do not let your heart be troubled nyazi uqoshiwe emsebenzini sihlobo sami believe God yafika uJesu uthanon this is a situation where that's why it's not a story sikhona eBhayibhelini sibhaliwe I don't know isiphlesimo obhekene naso namhlanje. That is 100% impossible for you to do anything about. Namhlanje ngathi don't let your heart be troubled. Simply believe in God. Akomkhola uNkulunkulu ukuthi ikhona into angayenza. Akomnika ithuba. Into ayicelayo namhlanje uJesu, take me to the grave. Let's no longer talk about what has happened ubani utheni uxoshwe nini uyini ekulahlekele just take me to that situation just take Jesus to that situation he's not asking you to explain to him how worse it is the condition and the circumstances and whatever impossibilities that are there no he's not asking for that he's just simply saying take me to the situation Fundisi, you don't know who to say when's that. No. Take Jesus to the situation. Ago uye moka tumboni sumeli trilin. Umchele ukuthi, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing that can come out of this unless you do something about it. Mina sing accept you ukuthi nasi simo sinje. But if you say you can do something about it, go ahead. Ungamvimbi. Don't try and protect yourself from shame and disappointment. Just give him a chance. Just step aside and say, here it is. Here it is. I've tried everything. And I know it's worse. But just give it to him. Just give it to him. Let's stand on our feet. Lift up your hands and say, I believe in the God of miracles. I believe. In the supernatural power of God. I believe in supernatural provision, supernatural breakthroughs, open doors. I believe that my situation can change. I believe that I have received a miracle today. Say it one more time. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the miracles of God. I believe in supernatural provision, supernatural supply, supernatural breakthroughs. My God is the God of breakthrough. He is able. Say it one more time. He is able. Say it one more time. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above I can never ask or think. Come on, just begin to pray in your own words.
Just take Jesus to your situation. Pray about your situation right now. Whatever it is that is in your heart, whatever it is that you've been faced with, impossible situations, difficulties in your life, things that you have been attempting to deal with, to handle, but nothing was moving, nothing was shifting. Come on, just believe God. Believe God this morning. Believe God, believe God, believe God, believe God, believe God, believe God.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.